Are you weary? Have you become weary? What do we mean by weary? Well, we're talking about tiredness, exhaustion, fatigue, that sense of feeling drained. I wonder, has the last year made you weary? Has the whole COVID thing left you exhausted? I can see Sheila there nodding. What things have made you weary recently? Well, let me guess some of them. I would say number one, being at home so much more, and the blurring of what is home and what is school and what is work. You feel that you never really get away from any of those aspects of life. You never really get away from home, but if you're doing school at home, you feel like you're never really away from school either. If you're working from home, that sense of never really getting away from work. All of life seems to be crammed into such a small space. And of course, homeschooling and homeworking in itself is a challenge that can make you weary. Then there's the whole aspect of making plans. How many of you over the last year made plans for Easter? Even way back it was Mother's Day and then Easter and then summer and then Christmas. But all of those plans were either destroyed or changed massively. And that sense of not knowing what you can plan moving forward must leave us feeling drained. If I had to put these into a list, number one for me probably even so would be wearing a mask. How many people find wearing a mask wearisome? Just wait, raise a hand if you will. Yes, thank you. And of course, remembering to take your mask with you. Remembering your mask, that is wearisome too. Communicating with friends and family via a screen rather than face to face, I think that's pretty tiring. And any of you who did a present swap at Christmas in a cold, damp car park must have found that pretty weird and tiresome. And then there's the anxiety associated with the age in which we're living. And of course, worry and anxiety make us weary too. Maybe you're asking the question, is my job secure? Or others are asking, will I ever find a job in this climate? Those of you who are working, maybe you're asking, does my company appreciate me now that I am working from home? Now that my boss can't see the hours and the effort I'm putting in? Those of you who are younger, maybe you're asking the question, am I coping with all my online learning from school? And there's that ever present question, will we be doing exams this year or not? If any of you have had time to think further ahead, maybe you're asking, what will life be like when this is all over? But even there, there's a guess. Are we talking about a year's time or 5 years' time? Or what? And of course, that can be exhausting too. Others may be asking the question, when will I be offered a vaccine? Or if I am offered a vaccine, should I accept it? And I don't know if you've noticed, what's interesting, out of all these things I've been mentioning, I haven't mentioned the actual question, am I going to catch COVID? And I sense that this, for many people, is perhaps less of a concern than all the other associated issues. So this morning, I want to say to you, my friend, if you are feeling weary, tired, exhausted, fatigued, and drained, then you are not alone. We understand you. We are feeling the same. And more importantly, God understands. And he has addressed this in Scripture. In Galatians chapter 6, the reference is on the screen for you, verses 9 to 10. The Apostle Paul says to us, Let us not become weary. Let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who belong to the family of believers. The Bible recognizes the reality of weariness and the temptation to give up when we feel exhausted. When we are weary, it is easy to let our standards slip. It is tempting to focus on ourselves. We can easily develop what we call the poor old me syndrome. And as we focus on ourselves, and as we stop focusing on the Lord, and as we stop giving ourselves for others, our lives can fall into a downward spiral. Our minds get foggy. Our bodies suffer. Our emotions struggle. Despair and depression can easily set in. But in these verses today, we are not simply being warned against general weariness. We are specifically being warned against becoming weary in doing good. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, and at this time of COVID, we've got to look for the opportunities because some of the restrictions on life mean that things that we normally do, we can't do, but we've got to look for the opportunities. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who belong to the family of believers. In these two verses, we have life-changing advice for today combined with a whisper of eternity. Here is the advice: let us not become weary in doing good. And here is the whisper of eternity: at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So in conclusion, let us do good to all people. We live in a world that is often cold and hard, where bad things can happen to anyone. And what a transformation occurs when we choose to buck the trend and do something good for someone else. Rob read to us earlier the parable of the Good Samaritan from Luke chapter 10. In that parable, we see that a man was going on a journey and bad things happened to him. He was mugged and beaten up. And according to the parable, 66.6% of people on the road decided that it was not their problem and did nothing to help. But one man did stop and help. And what a difference he made. We call him the Good Samaritan. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Let us be open to the needs of anyone around us, regardless of who they are or where they come from. And let us also do good, especially to each other. Because Paul says, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Now, as we've already said, you're going to have to be quite creative if you're going to do good and support people at a time like this, because many of the things we traditionally do to help each other, well, it's not quite so easy. But what I would suggest is, why don't we all pray and say, Lord, we're a long way into this COVID situation now, and we are getting weary of doing good, and yet being good to each other, being good to people in our world who don't know you, and being good to people in the church who love you, that's really going to transform our lives moving forward. What about praying and saying, God, give me wisdom. What things can I do? How can I do things in a different way? So I can be encouraging people, loving people, supporting people. Paul says, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers. But you might ask the question, but if we're already feeling weary, where are we going to get the power from to do all this? And I think the answer is, we're going to have to get back to basics. And we'll talk a bit more about that in part two. We ended part one by saying, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who belong to the family of believers. And we asked the question, but where are we going to get the power from to do all this? We are going to need to get back to basics if we are going to have the strength to not give up. And what are the basics? Well, we find them here in this same letter, the letter to the Galatians, right at the start of the letter in chapter 1 in the opening verses 3 to 5. Let's have a look at those together. Galatians 1, 3 to 5. Paul says, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father. And to him be glory forever and ever. Amen. The first word in verse 3, grace. Grace. And as you know, it is all about God's grace. We are saved by grace. We are not saved by doing good, but we are encouraged to do good as an outward expression of the working of grace inside of us. The second word there, peace. Real peace only comes from God, and he can give us peace that the world will never understand. This grace and this peace comes from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We see here again God the Father and Jesus, who is God, working in perfect unity, because there is unity in God. The Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins. He is the only way to experience forgiveness of sins. And there's nothing that makes us more weary than that sense of guilt. Now is the time to give ourselves to Jesus afresh. Ask again for forgiveness. Experience the life-changing blessing of being able to be forgiven. And he is the only one, Jesus is the only one who is able to rescue us from the present evil age. Do you kind of get it that this present age is evil? Have you sensed evil around? And here is another whisper of eternity, because the mention of this present evil age reminds us of the age to come for eternity. Well, Jesus wants to set us free and rescue us from this present evil age. So give yourself to him. Ask him for forgiveness. Ask him to rescue you. Ask him to forgive your sins. And finally, but very, very importantly, let's give him glory forever and ever. Let's give him glory today, and let's keep giving him glory throughout eternity. Amen.